This is Ted Kennedy. It's time to repeal archaic statutes that exclude women from military combat positions. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, after the Persian Gulf War, old male chauvinist Simpson must be having second thoughts about outdated statutes excluding women from combat roles in the armed forces. Barriers based on sex discrimination are coming down in other professions. Why not the military? Combat exclusions are not workable prohibitions in modern high-tech warfare. Women by the thousands serve brilliantly in the Persian Gulf, often in great danger. The right test is ability to perform. Pick the best person for the job. Otherwise, the quality of the armed forces will suffer. Even your friend Dick Cheney at the Pentagon is getting the message, Al. He's for repealing the statutory combat exclusions and giving women greater opportunities to serve. If even the Pentagon sees the light, how much longer before caveman Homer Simpson comes out of his cave? Come on, Al. Be all you can be.
Homer Simpson, you rascal. But, Ted, you know more about caving in than I do. After all, you're the one who failed to support President Bush during Desert Shield and Storm, but that hasn't kept you from trying to bask in the credit. Boy, now with your newfound wisdom, you've decided women should be thrown into combat, ready or not. Ted, let's give Dick Cheney the discretionary power to decide when and where women can fill combat duty and on a case-by-case basis. Even if you don't see it, there is a slight difference between female pilots flying bombing runs and women on the front line fighting in hand-to-hand combat. Ted, Desert Storm proved again the vital role women so deserve in America's armed services. But since the most dangerous combat mission you ever took on was with a crab fork and a toothpick, I'll let Dick Cheney decide this one. P.S. I heard the crab won. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.